I'm live. Psalm 47. Uh-oh, I don't even have my glasses. I have to read it out of this. Psalm 47 is read 7 times during Rosh Hashanah. So we'll make this the first time, even though it's not quite Rosh Hashanah yet. And it's read 7 times because it mentions the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn trumpet. And, you know, when the walls of Jericho fell down, they circled the city 7 times. And so they, on Rosh Hashanah, that story is read, and also this psalm is read 7 times. So, it begins, "O clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigns over the heathen. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted." And it says the princes of the people are gathered together as the people of God, people of the God of Abraham. That's what happens when you blow the trumpet. It's a call for everybody to gather together. That's one of the things that the blowing of the trumpet does. And whenever they would have some kind of a solemn gathering, they would always blow the shofar, and that was a sign of gathering the people. And we were talking about this last night, and it's like when the shofar is blown, it's like a tiny microcosm of the book of Revelation is happening right there. Because in the book of Revelation, only 2 things are happening. One is all the plagues are being poured out upon the world and, you know, Babylon and everything. And the other thing is that people are, the people of God are gathered together and they're falling down before the Lamb and saying Hosanna and, you know, and so it's all there is, and it describes it in different ways in different chapters and alternates back and forth with pictures of destruction of the world and Babylon and, you know, all this kind of stuff, and with worship of the Lamb, you know, just pure, nothing else is going on. And when you blow the trumpet, you know, the walls of Jericho are being blown apart. The Jericho of your mind is what keeps us from being able to love. You know, I'm not able to love if I'm conducting my entire life behind the walls of Jericho that I've built to protect myself. And so the sounding of the shofar and the celebration of Rosh Hashanah is to destroy that thing that keeps us from one another, keeps us from God, keeps us locked inside, where we can't love. I mean, this is what this is all about. And so you blow the trumpet, and there's something about the resonating sound that, you know, you can blow a trumpet over here and something will resonate over here, and because of the physics of it. And spiritually, that's true also. So there's a resonating spiritual effect of this blowing of the trumpet that will free us from the walls of Jericho of our mind and gather us together to worship in, you know, in spirit and in truth, like Jesus talked about. And so, in this psalm, where it says, God has gone up with a shout in verse 5, the word shout is not really shout here. It's a It's a word that means the blowing of the trumpet, the sound that happens when you blow the trumpet. And if we go over, let's for a minute go to Psalm 89, which mentions in 89:15, but let's start in 89 verse 10. The psalm says, "Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain." In this context, Rahab represented this serpent that was also like a constellation in the sky, and it also represents Egypt in different places. Rahab is like this evil, it's the great whore. It's like this is the enemy is being broken in pieces. "As one that is slain, thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, and the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them." And we talked last night about you have to believe that God is reigning in heaven and on earth. You know, so this is another example of that. The heavens belong to God, but also the earth belongs to God, your earth. And He's the Lord of it. And if He's not, then why are you here? So you have to acknowledge that and agree. Then it goes on. "The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name." Those are two mountains there on the border of Lebanon, I think. "Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are thy habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance." Okay, this is referring to the sounding of the trumpet on Rosh Hashanah. Blessed or happy is the people who know the sound of the trumpet. That's what the joyful sound is, just the same word that means the blowing, the sound you make when you blow one of these shofars. And if you can hear that, then that blessedness, which is a word, all-encompassing kind of word, it just doesn't mean like I'm blessed in some way that's, you know, intellectual. Like if I hear the sound of the trumpet, I've figured this out now. It's your whole experience is involved. And if it's not, then you need to like keep letting go so you can have the full resonance of what this spiritually, this blowing of the trumpet does, because it will free you from Jericho. It knocks down the walls. So what is it that's keeping you, what are the fears that you are, that's why you're building your walls, you know? What is the thing that's making you unhappy? What are the things that are keeping you from being free? This is what Rosh Hashanah is about. And it's the reason that's blowing this trumpet is because Christ is coming into the world. You know, the scholars believe that Christ was born at this time of year, right around the time of Rosh Hashanah. And so all of these readings and things point that out. We could go through them when we meet for Rosh Hashanah, we will. But for right now, let's just start opening up our ears a little bit to hear the sound. You know, we got a few days here before we celebrate it. And I want to hear that sound. You know, I want any place in me that's keeping me from connecting, any place that's keeping me in a place of fear or oppression or, you know, whatever you want to describe what's going on, I want that to be blown up. And it will be. But it's always like, do you have ears to hear? That's what Jesus is always saying. Do you have ears to hear? Well, I got ears. You know, but what's the, you know, it's like, the reason he says that is because hearing is, in the natural, it's an involuntary sense. Like, I have to hear what everybody's... I have to hear the noise. I can't just shut my ears, whereas you can shut your eyes. So it's kind of a funky thing, but spiritually, it's like we purposefully, you know, somehow stop up our ears so we don't hear. You know, we want to hear only what we want to hear. And that even naturally over our lifetime, I've been told that I can just tune out like little kids or things that people are saying if I happen to be doing something else, which is good and bad. If some little kid is falling off the, you know, the balcony or something, I don't need to be doing that. But, you know, so, but I can do that real easy. And I think, you know, in thinking about the way I do that, then I, spiritually, I can do the same thing. I just tune out what I don't want to hear. I just let in the things that minister to me. Well, Jesus said, you know, you have to have ears to hear, which means you have to be willing to hear the whole story, to hear the whole range of vibration coming from this trumpet. And we only do that by repentance and, you know, by being willing. So I repent from filtering out all the things that I don't want to hear. I want to hear everything that's in this resonating sound so that it has the full effect on my experience for Rosh Hashanah. So sometime during the Rosh Hashanah weekend here where you can read Psalm 47 six more times, then you'll fulfill the Psalm 47 mandate, just to read it seven times. That just means to perfectly understand it.
You're reading six and a half?
If you read it six and a half, you don't quite reach that seven point. And if you read it eight times, you've gone a little bit too far. Like seven and a half times even is too far. Seven times,
gotcha. Seven
is what is said in there. And that's just to show that, you know, that's the perfect, you understand it with to perfection. And when it says to hear with understanding, too, in one of these places we read, that means to translate it into your life. You know, it means to mix the thing that you're hearing with your very being so that there's a transformation. If that doesn't happen, then this becomes one of those silly rituals like the Burning Man thing we were just talking about. You know, it's like we're just a made up thing that we do for that has no eternal or even, you know, historical significance. It's just something we, you know, that we're emotions we're going through, and we don't want that kind of religion. You know, we've seen that before, I've done that. You know, I want Rosh Hashanah and all, you know, Yom Kippur, the Feast of Tabernacles, all of these things we do to strike us in the heart of where we are and really do something. You know, it's like I don't want to be satisfied with not happening, you know. So if that's our prayer, then we'll have a wonderful and wild experience on Rosh Hashanah, which that's what I'm hoping for. And if we all say amen, maybe that will take place. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. That's all.
That was really
disperse
good.
To your homes.
So always going to be here to watch.
Punch that button.
Yeah.